USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a political firestorm with both sides speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Joe Biden says President Trump's selection of a replacement before the election is the latest administration outrage.
The infection this president has unleashed on our democracy can be fatal. Enough. 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 We must come together as a nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC she's not ruling out launching impeachment proceedings in order to block the president's nominee.
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We have a responsibility to meet the needs of the American people. When we weigh the equities, protecting our democracy requires us to use every arrow in our quiver.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
COVID-19 is still spreading in the United States. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The U.S. is approaching 200,000 COVID-related deaths. In fact, the nation could surpass that number within the next 24 hours. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths from the virus than any other country, followed by Brazil and India, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University of Medicine.
Also, Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases, and in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Florida teacher is speaking out about some of the things she's seen while teaching virtually. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The message for parents from one Boca Raton Elementary School teacher.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride addressing the school board at a recent meeting. She was expressing concerns about what she has observed of the adults during virtual learning sessions. Pride also had another concern that she raised about parental behavior.
Parents, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. The joint be big as a cigar. Oh, yes, we done seen it all.
She also asked parents to make sure the kids are also properly dressed and fed before starting classes and, of course, log into class on time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
A popular shoe store wants to make sure you vote. USA's John Hunt has more.
All Foot Locker-owned stores in the U.S. will become temporary voter registration sites starting September 22nd. Each of the company's more than 2,000 stores will house a kiosk with special websites where visitors can check their voter status, register to vote, or sign up for election reminders. Foot Locker said its effort will target 18 to 24-year-old African-American customers, of which 4.3 million follow the retailer's Instagram accounts. I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.